This is my desire. It's a lovely prayer to have, isn't it? This is my desire. And we want God to minister to us, don't we? We want Him to touch us, to bless us, to anoint us afresh. As I said, I was just ready, preparing for this morning, last Monday, and just sense the Spirit of God just taking me in a different way to where I would have been going, and continuing the theme of the subject of the Holy Spirit. And so we'll go where I just feel God has led me for this morning. And I'm going to start with a question. You don't have to answer it. But can you recall, I wonder if you can recall a time when you have been desperate for something to quench a thirst? We all get thirsty, don't we? Yes. And we often get to that point where we go too long without something and we become gasping, desperate. Over the 10 years prior to our moving here to the Northeast, I regularly visited the country of Hungary. I went sometimes 3 times a year, where I was given ministry and sharing ministry with various churches around the country. And I built up relational friendships with different ones, and in particular to a church in the north of Hungary in a town called Darog, and I've just become very close to them. I call them my Hungarian family. But each time that I've gone to visit Hungary, I've noticed I've experienced the extreme ends of weather, temperature. So there have been times when I've gone when there's been deep, deep snow, where here we would come to a standstill, but there they just keep going. And freezing temperatures, which are unbearable for me to put up with. But then I've also been there where the temperature has been 40 plus, scorching hot and unbearable conditions. And on one occasion I was with a colleague in Budapest, because we used to spend a couple of days in Budapest every time. And it was one of those days when it was 40 plus. They have special things, that lorries that go over the tram lines, pouring water on them to stop them from buckling, because it was so hot. And we had our luggage, because we were waiting to go to the airport to get flights to come home. And I was at a point where I really couldn't take any more. I was just, the temperature was immense. And we turned a corner. As we turned a corner, we noticed a crowd or a group of people milling around like a tent or a marquee. And as we got closer to this marquee, we noticed that there were people there that were giving out bags, plastic bags. You remember, you used to be able to buy your milk in a little plastic bag and you snip the end off. They had bags like that that were filled with chilled water. And you could go and you could have free bags of chilled water. And I've never been so relieved to have one of these bags of chilled water. And you could use it, first of all, just to go over your body to cool yourself down. And then you could tear a strip off and you could drink it. I was absolutely desperate to quench my thirst on that awful hot day. Another time, we as a family with the 4 youngest children, we were able to go on a holiday to Crete. And it was so hot. Again, with unbearable temperatures for us. And Andrew and myself decided to go for a walk up the hill that was behind where we were staying. And we went, as far as we were concerned, prepared as tourists with cameras and stuff to enjoy our walk up the hill. But we'd been a little bit foolish. We hadn't prepared for the temperatures and we hadn't taken any liquid with us. And we were going higher and higher. We thought that we'd find a shop or a cafe or a tavern or whatever where we could get a drink. And we went higher and higher till we got to a point where we were absolutely dehydrated. And we were gasping. We thought, we've got a long way to go back. What on earth are we going to do? We couldn't find anything. And suddenly I looked and I saw a vineyard. And on that moment and in that instant, I made a decision to do something that I wouldn't recommend, I wouldn't have advised, and I turned to Andrew and said, look, we're going to have to go into that vineyard and we're going to have to pinch a cluster of grapes each, and we're going to have to just have the grapes, and at least we'll have some liquid, something to refresh us on the journey going back. And so that's what we did. We were desperate. We needed something to relieve and to have a source of replenishment to help us to make the journey back to where we were staying. And so I asked the question again, can you recall a time when you were desperate for something to quench a thirst? There's an important feast in the Jewish calendar, and it's called the Feast of the Booths. It's known also as the Sukkot, S-U-K-K-O-T. And it's a feast in which the Jews would go up to Jerusalem and they would celebrate the harvest. And on one occasion we read in the scripture that Jesus went up to this feast. And we get into John chapter 7 and we read there that on the last day of the feast, Jesus got up. And he stood and he cried out to the crowd. And this is what the scripture says. Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." See, the Jews were there at the feast. They were doing what was required of them in celebrating the Feast of the Booths, and they were probably having a good time. But there was something that was lacking, and they weren't aware of this need that they had. They were desperate for something which they didn't understand, and it was something that they were needing, and Jesus had the answer. And as I've already said, he declared to them, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." In the previous chapter, John chapter 6, we find that Jesus already told the people that were milling around him that he was the bread of life. But now he was about to tell them that he was not only the bread of life, but that he was the source of living water. And so if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Now, Jesus wasn't talking about a desperate natural thirst such as I had in Hungary or up there in the mountain with Andrew in Crete, but he was talking about a spiritual thirst, a thirst that every one of us has experienced. And maybe you're here this morning and you're experiencing that thirst today. For there is something within every individual that longs to be filled. And it can only be filled, and we can only be satisfied by coming to this one who is the living bread and who is also the source of the living water. If we eat, we will never hunger again. And if we drink, we will never thirst again. That is, if we keep on eating and we keep on drinking. And so Jesus cried out to this crowd who had gathered on the last day, the great day of the feast, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." In other words, there's no point going anywhere else or to anyone else. What Jesus is declaring in those words is this: I am the source. I am the only provision. I am the only satisfaction for your thirst. For your thirst will never, your satisfaction for your thirst will never be found in anything, anyone else, or with anyone else. But then Jesus continued with the same declaration and said, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." What a statement. Just let me say it again. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. That is, that if I were to come to Jesus and to believe out of my heart, and if you were to come, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. I actually like the King James Version here, because it says, out of his belly. Elaine doesn't like the word belly. She says, use the word stomach or something else. But I love the word belly. It's a biblical word. And I love the King James Version, which says, out of his belly. You know, that's a bit lower than the heart, isn't it? You've got to go lower to your belly. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this brings me a most serious challenge to myself. Have I been to Jesus?
Yes.
Then, is this river of living water flowing out of me? The same, each one of us need to ask, don't we? Have we been to Jesus? Yes. Then, is this river of water flowing out of us? But a second question needs to be asked. What is meant by the rivers of living water? Well, thankfully, Jesus continued to answer this for us in the Gospel in verse 30, John, sorry, continued to answer for us in verse 39. Now this he, that's Jesus, said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. See, the day was coming and it was fast approaching when Jesus was going to be glorified. And after this had taken place, the Holy Spirit would be poured out like a river of living water. And we know when it took place, for Jesus was glorified soon after he was raised. For he began to appear amongst his disciples with a glorified body. And we know from what I shared last week that he had breathed on the disciples and he had said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. But we also learn from Scripture that Jesus had said that once he had ascended back to his Father, that he would ask the Father for the Holy Spirit to be poured out. And when we get to the book of Acts, we find that as they were sat together in a place of prayer and in a place of unity, there came from heaven the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place where they were sitting, and tongues like as of fire came and sat upon them, all of them, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What happened there on the day of Pentecost in the upper room? Well, this is what happened. The rivers of living water were untapped within them and began to flow out from them. And what an amazing experience it must have been, because it trickled out into the streets around them in the city of Jerusalem. Now, in a moment, or a few moments I should say, I'm going to end. But I started off by asking about if we've ever been desperate for water or refreshment. But I want to ask the question spiritually this morning. Are we desperate for spiritual water? Are we desperate for the things of the Spirit? Are we desperate for a move of God amongst us? And I'm not talking, we want it in the nation, but are we desperate for a move of God amongst us as a church, a local church here in Gateshead, where the Spirit of God will come in such a way that the rivers of living water will be flowing out from us and into the community around us and touching hearts and touching lives? Just as I was desperate in Hungary and I was desperate in Crete for the natural water I need, and each one of us, we need to be desperate for the flow of the Spirit of God, the rivers of living water amongst us. Another question. Have they ever flowed? Have they ever flowed? And I can only answer the question for myself. And we can claim to be part of a Pentecostal church, and we can claim to have known the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but we need to ask ourselves the question, is that river of living water flowing as it ever flowed? We may have had a trickle, but has it ever flowed like a river, like a torrent? That's what I'm looking for. That's what I need. That's what we want. But is it possible that the rivers of living water did flow once, but we have allowed things to come into our lives, and this is the way I'm putting it, and those things have come into our lives that have become like beavers. And you know what beavers do? They nibble at trees till they fall down. And we've allowed things to come into our lives that have become like beavers, who have felled a few Christian disciplines that have become like fallen trees, that have built a dam in our lives, which is hindering the flow of the rivers of living water. We've all gone through a time which has been an experience that none of us have ever experienced before, with his awful COVID. COVID-19. A pandemic that's dragged on longer than we ever thought it would when it commenced just over a year ago. And I guarantee that every one of us, if we were to write something down, we would have all suffered some effects from this COVID-19, even if we haven't had the infection itself. Suffered from the effects of the isolation. Suffered from the effects of the restrictions. Maybe loneliness. For some, it might have caused a surge of depression and a feeling of hopelessness and maybe even of uselessness. And we still don't know how easy it will be to come out of it. Will it peak again? Or will the restrictions have been sufficient and vaccines and common sense as we move forward be enough to bring it finally to an end? But what about spiritually? Has we been restricted in our ability to meet together? We've also been restricted when we've been able to meet together. There's been less face-to-face conversation. There's also been less spiritual interaction as a body of believers together with prayer meetings and Bible studies. And this, alongside everything else that's gone on externally, could have stemmed or caused the flow of the rivers of water to be hindered in our lives. And sadly, it could mean for some that attending a place of worship is not even on their radar anymore. I don't know how many get the Platform 97 emails on a Monday morning. And I did have mine ready to read, but I've left my phone in the bag. But this week they were highlighting Scotland. Mm-hmm. And I fear that what they've highlighted for Scotland is also going to be the same in England and in Wales and in Northern Ireland and in other countries of the world as well, where people have become so used to not going to a place of worship that it's no longer on their agenda. And sadly, churches are already closing and more will close because of the effect of COVID-19. What has happened? It has caused the river of living water in the lives of individuals to stop flowing. What about us? And this leads me to our songs for this morning, which I've just prepared for us to come into a time of just waiting upon God in worship. I've put together songs that express a deep desire from our hearts for the living waters to flow. First song, "This Is My Desire." Is it our desire? Sometimes we sing words, and we sing them so freely and willingly without stopping to think about what are we actually singing. This is my desire. Is it my desire? Is it our desire? To honour you, to worship you. Is it my desire for the living waters to flow out from my belly into this world around us? The songs from our hearts for the living waters to flow, for the touch of God to be upon our lives. And my prayer is that as we listen to these songs, we will open up our hearts this morning to the Holy Spirit to come and to visit us afresh, to pour a fresh oil of anointing in this place and upon us. And perhaps, if necessary, to help us to remove any dams that may have been built during this time, that we may be spiritually awakened again to move forward out of this pandemic into a place of spiritual refreshing and fruitfulness. So as we listen to these songs, let's open up our hearts and receive. Let's put aside all reserves and allow the rivers of living water to flow. See, there's one thing that is sure, that the pandemic will not prevent the Holy Spirit from doing what he wants to do, if we want him to do it. Let us welcome him and allow him to do just that. You remember the vision that Ezekiel, of the river flowing out from under the temple. It got deeper and it got deeper. First of all, it was ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, and then deep enough to swim in. And when it was deep enough to swim in, and as it began to flow, wherever it flowed, everything around it became living and fresh and fruitful. May the river flow out of us in such a way and so strongly that it will be deeply enough for us to swim in. It will be refreshing and it will be quickening and it will be fruitful, fruit-bearing in our hearts and lives. And also, can I say, when the songs are up with the words, you know, don't worry about following the words of the song. Concentrate on Him. The words will be up there, but we don't have to be bound by the words. We don't have to be looking at them thinking we've got to be singing them. What we need to do is concentrate instead on opening up our hearts to receive something this morning. You may have a spiritual need. You may have a physical need. You may have a family need. Anything. But as we open up our hearts to the Holy Spirit, as we allow Him to do the work that He wants to do in our lives, in our church family, in our natural family, among us here today, and for those who will watch the video later, that they will wait on the Lord as well. For God is not limited by our limitations. Isn't that good? God is not limited by our limitations. He is unbounded and He is abounding. So let's reach out. Let's receive from Him in this place this morning to equip us again to go from here with the rivers of living water flowing. The four songs that we've got, there's a pause before the first one comes on and there's a gap in between them, but it's one long video. Well, not long, but you know what I mean. It's on God of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire. Second one, Holy Spirit, we welcome You. And the song talks about welcome Him in this place. Make it a bit more personal. In this place. Holy Spirit, I welcome You. In my heart and in my life. And then we are standing on holy ground. And then He touched me. And let's know His touch in His presence this morning. Thank You.